viene conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. We're going to the land of the dead, deep in the bowels, south of the border. I'll never forget this really weird situation in this little Mexican town of Emejagua. I saw this really good-looking lady walking by, big old flowing dress on, just a twinkle in her eye, piel canela, ojos negros. I mean, just, you know, dark skin, flashing eyes. And I said to one of my buddies, I said, oh, boy, I bet you she done been taken. He said, no, señor gringo, she is single and willing to hobble the gee. I said, that beautiful girl like that, single and willing to hobble the gee. He said, you see, señor gringo, it is a problem. We are not why, but that is Carmelita Velasquez. And I think it's because she had too many burritos as a child, but her breath would kill a horse. And while she is beautiful to look at in the course of Habu Dugi, sooner or later you're going to kiss her, or at least breathe in her face, and she breathes on you, and instantly you lose hydraulic, I mean her breath. I said, it can't be that bad. I walked over to her, I took my shirt off, so I rippled a little bit. I said, pardon me, ma'am. She looked up at me, she said, oh, hello, señor gringo. I went, oh. I ran around the corner and I heaved my guts. I mean, She said, what is the problem? I said, nothing, nothing. So I thought about it. So beautiful. Then it hit me. I wanted to confess to her. I said, you know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to hop on the gi under the water. You want to go scuba? Oh, she said, oh, how romantic the gringo is. So I rented these scuba tanks, and we splashed off a boat, and I figured, this is perfecto. I'm breathing out of a scuba tank. I can still enjoy the hop on the gi and the beautiful water and everything. I thought I had it made. I mean, I was about ready to make it a fait accompli. There we were, sans bathing suits, when suddenly she pointed to her regulator. It went out. We had to spend the next 15 minutes buddy breathing. Oh.